one. Much better job, special teams, coming in, making the tackle. No gain, maybe a yard gain on the play. First and 10 Panthers as the second half is underway.
Looked like Chris Schar getting down there quick and making a tackle.
So Coach Ackland's job or game plan part of it was, you know, a lot of spread outs by Carter, force the Panthers to chase, get them tired, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, take advantage of it. See if it works. First and 10 for the Panthers. E-step out of the shotgun, hook the lone receiver. Now they've going to run the jet, getting outside. Great. Good night. Hello. Mary had a little lamb. Count backwards to 10, and you'll wake up as Brody Rutledge.
I was going to say, Jaron turned him, and Big Brother absolutely de-cleated him.
But he picked up five, and his grandchildren will remember that. It's second and five for the Panthers. Ball is on the near hash at the 38. I tell you, there's been some hits in this game. Bunch formation here to the near side, the short side of the field. One receiver out wide, and that's where Liberty's going to go, and they sling him down. Get out of here. You're not going anywhere. Shooting through. Liberty linebacker,
Kenyon Walls. Boy, there's a fire in this defense right now.
Well, maybe they were listening and got ticked off. They were not playing very well at all. Third and 11. Eagles need a stop right here. Got deuces coming out wide here to the near side. The inside receiver's Unger. He's got wheels. Back to pass. Crossing pattern. Looking deep. Looking downfield. Incomplete. And Eli Moore was with Unger step for step. Kept right there with him. Knew where he was at.
Even tried to find the ball, so could not get a pass interference call.
And it's going to bring
good defense.
Actually,
that was close to being an offensive pass interference. A little seven to back. That ball was coming down.
Back to receive Liberty. They back up to the 34-yard line. And it's a nice high punt. Reese will catch it at the 20. Looks to get outside. There he's got some running room. Gets it across the 30, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Tripped up in Panther territory as Gavin shifted to another gear and was tripped up, but the Eagles will start their second half offensive series in Panther territory.
That's two times on special teams that he's had green turf in front of him, and the last guy was able to get him.
First and 10 for Liberty.
You know, that punt was 48 yards, and wow, what a return.
Really good block by Eddie Rodriguez. Kind of allowed Gavin to get to the corner. First and 10, the ball is at the Panther 47-yard line. Out of the shotgun. Pruitt takes it. He's just going to run it right up the middle. Find some running room, gets it across the 45, and going to be brought down at the 41-yard line. No, 42. So a gain of five, second and five for the Eagles. Under 10 minutes to go, 21-20 Liberty. Trips to the near side. Reese, I believe, is alone on the far side. Pruitt again takes it. Stutter steps, now tries to get to the outside, throws a stiff arm, breaks one tackle, and is going to be close to the first down marker. That time, Carter ran to the strong side, but Panthers did a good job stringing it out. Ball is at the 30,
right at 32, the
32
right
yard line. Yeah. We're going to measure it. I'm going to say first down. Well, now they moved it back. Oh, what did they do that for?
I still say first down. By a nose.
I agree. From this angle here, right on that hash, it's touching the hash, and it's got to be just a little before it. So I think he's got it.
So the NFL, who the Chiefs have Sunday? Sunday night, 7:20, J-E-T-S, Jets.
You mean the Swifties?
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, had a chance to be the savior. And
yeah, first down by a nose. Man, we're good.
There it is. Taylor Swift will be there. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I mean, why not?
Yeah, I mean, that's
why not? You know? St. Louis Blues hockeys will start on October 12th
already.
I love it.
I do too.
Don't ever start watching Blues hockey. Because
when the Blues were in the Stanley Cup.
Awesome.
A couple years ago, that was some of the best
TV watching.
Yes.
First and 10 for the Eagles. Ball on the near hash at the 37. Pruitt, empty backfield, motion. Here comes Reese. Fakes the handoff. Pruitt's going to take it outside. He up the middle, but he bounces it outside, looking for the sideline, and is able to pick up some positive yardage. Forced out of bounds near the 30. That kind of had ugly written all over it, but Carter was able to make something out of nothing.
He just kept going and going, and the longer he went, it was getting better and better.
Second and 4. 6 yards on the carry for Carter Pruitt. 8:27 to go in the third. Honeycutt comes in as the tailback. Spots up to the left. Pruitt again takes it right up the middle, and he's going to be met by a host of Panthers. Forward progress will give him maybe a yard or two. Kind of went to the well one too many times, maybe.
Yeah.
But Carter's carried the ball 17 times.
Third and a short 3. You don't need it all right here. You're in 4-down territory. Empty backfield again. Pruitt with the snap. Zips it. And the Panthers read that. That time the Panthers weren't playing off.
No.
Of Gavin, and Liberty tried that little sideline pass to the inside receiver. And a loss on the play is going to bring up 4th and 5. Now, we could have a momentum shift right here. Play clock down to 13. Game clock at 7:07. Trips to the far side. Pruitt rolling out. Pressure from the back side. Oh, he's wide open. Touchdown! Liberty! Eagles punch it in from 32 yards out.
And on fourth down.
On fourth down. And was that Gavin?
No, it was
Shar.
Shar. And he was, I was concerned he was going to get out of bounds. He was watching the ball, just kept floating towards the pylon, and was able to keep his feet in bounds and make the catch.
So the Eagles get 6 more with 6:51 to go here in the third. Eagles will line up for the extra point. And penalty flags are thrown. And they're pointing to the Panthers.
Yeah, a lot of guys, I think, jumped off sides.
Yeah.
Really trying to anticipate the snap.
So now do you go for 2? Half the distance, sit from the three, you're at the, you know, yard and a half. You line up, go for two, and make it a, you know, 9-point lead. Looks like that's what the Liberty Eagles are going to do. But again, they run the shotgun, so still deep. Eagles now for the 2-point conversion. Pruitt takes it, jumps in there for two more. 29-20, Liberty. 6:51 to go in the third. We'll take a break and come right back with the kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
Foster Adopt Connect is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to serving abused and neglected children and the families caring for them. The programs that we offer are Family Advocacy, Kinship Navigator, and Sammy's Window Clothing Closet and Food Pantry. We rely on community support to help fund our programs. If you would like to learn more about our organization or you are interested in volunteering, you can visit our website at fosteradopt.org or by calling Amanda Parker at 417-349-6860.
Hi, this is Teresa Gelkin at USA Mortgage in Mountain View. It's no secret that interest rates are high, but still not as high as most credit cards. Why not use the equity in your home for those home improvements, unexpected expenses, or to consolidate your debt? Give me a call and see all of the options we have to offer. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. 29-20 Liberty. Eagles set to kick it off. Special teams, we need you right here.
That 2-point conversion was huge. It's a 2-possession ball game now. Yeah.
Squib kick hits the ground, rolls, and is picked up at the 25. Midline return. There's the tackle. And it'll be, again, good field position for the Panthers.
Parker Foster made a good tackle right there. Parker doesn't make that tackle.
It's
off to the races.
Boy, I mean, I love the score, 29-20, but, boy, the one thing that has just not looked very well at all is the special teams. First and 10 for the Panthers. Ball is at their own 45. E-step, he's got deuces. Motion from the far side. Fakes the jet sweep. Boom! Hello! You're not going anywhere! Eagles shoot through and make the stop. The D-line, and you know, here in this third, the D-line starting to make some plays.
Yep. Tyler Glasscock made a hammer of a play right there.
That was like a gun blitz on the right side for Liberty. Just a little adjustment.
I can't remember his name. He's in the NFL, but he plays for the South Carolina Gamecocks. And he made a hit. Clowney. I mean, it's famous. It's second and 10 for the Panthers.
Jadavian
Clowney. Two wideouts to the far side. E-step and Hook fakes the handoff to Hook. E-step rolls out. Middle of the field. He's picked off. Intercepted.
Honeycutt.
Honey Badger takes it and gives it right back to the Eagle offense. First and 10 at their own 45.
That was a hit by the secondary. The receiver made a great catch.
I think that was Eli Moore that
it may have been
made the hit.
He made the hit. Ball comes squirting out, falls right in his hand.
That's actually the first turnover of the game.
5:51 on the clock here in the third. 29-20 Liberty. Eagles. Deuces to the far side. Moore alone to the near side. He comes in motion. Root takes the snap. Drops back. He's got protection. He's going down deep. And there was contact. The defender fell down.
His flag on the far side over there.
So we'll see what the penalty is. The defender fell down, and that tripped up Gavin, or he was in for six.
go back to that turnover, Gary, that is the downside of throwing across the middle.
The middle, right.
That right there.
So see who it is against. It's at the line of scrimmage. That's usually where holding. False start. Well, that is a false start.
Yeah.
So, but either way you look at it, it's a 5-yard penalty and it'll be first down. Football now back at the 39. On the far hash. Honeycutt stays in, but he moves up to that slot position. 2x2, empty in the backfield. Motion. Snap, fakes the handoff. Fritz going to run it up the middle. Tries to get behind some blockers, and blockers couldn't get any forward momentum going to make a push, and the Panthers make the stop. If he'd have cut it back against, if he'd have went to the other side, there was huge running lane right there. Second and 15 for the Eagles. Easy for us to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Armchair quarterbacks.
Second and 15. Pruitt empty. Drops back. Rolls to the far side. He's got pressure and he's got a target. Caught at the 50.
Krishar?
I believe so. They're going to mark him down at the 49. So it's manageable on third down. Third down and medium.
It'll be third and 5 Eagles, but now 49.
Ball was at the 49-yard line on the far hash.
So Shar now 3 catches, 58 yards.
Well, this is a big play right here.
This is a big play.
Trips to the near side. Brutt takes the snap, looks downfield, and
picked
off. He threw it into traffic and gives it right back. Unger with the pick. And, boy, there was nothing there, Carter. So the Eagles give it right back, and the momentum is swung towards the Panthers. Cheeseburger. First and 10, Mountain Grove at the Liberty 49. He steps out of the shotgun, hook to the left, bunch formation. He steps going to run right at that direction. Looks, boom, big hit. Who was that?
See Brody getting up.
That was Brody Rutledge.
Gavin and Brody there on the tackle.
Hey, Liberty's made some defensive adjustments I've noticed on the gun positions. They are really, they're coming in now to the backfield instead of staying out.
There's a happy medium for those DNs, guns.
Yeah,
there's a happy medium.
You have to pursue enough to get them to turn inside, but not pursue enough to get burned.
Second and 10 for the Panthers. Now they'll go with a bunch formation here to the near side. And Estep's going to roll. He's got two receivers looking downfield, finds the big tight end, and boom, he's brought down at the 39-yard line. And he's a big one. That's Allen. 6'4", 230.
What's going to be right at the stick?
Just short. Chain gang moves quicker when it's...
Holy smokes.
Ball is on the near hash at the Liberty 39. 3:05 to go in the third. 29-20. Mount Grove's going to go split backfield with Hook and Martin. Two receivers. E-step rolls. Going to run the option. Liberty almost had it sniffed out, but couldn't make the tackle. Honeycutt got back there. Couldn't wrap him up. Short gain on the play by Martin. or no, that was Hook with the carry, number 8. And he'll pick up 3, second and 7. 2:28 and counting to go. Ball is at the Liberty 36-yard line. Panthers got 2 wideouts to the near side. That inside receiver's Unger. Motion. Rolling out. He stepped to pass. Now he's got some running room, and he's going to be brought down. And that's going to be close. Now he's going to be shy of the first down, but they're in 4-down territory. They need to get it to the 29. The ball is at the 31. 3rd and 2.
Robert Fall making that tackle.
Almost had a tackle for a loss.
Yeah.
Ninety-five seconds to go in the third. 29-20 Liberty. Panthers going to run a bunch formation under center. And there is a timeout. As Coach Rogers did not like the call, so he calls a timeout. Panthers will talk things over. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Nurse practitioner Adam Madison is proud to be the Liberty Eagles team provider. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Is going to run the quarterback draw, and that's going to be good enough for a first down. Again, Liberty was able to get some pressure, but that was Jaron Rutledge that got back there, but he got too deep. And first down for the Panthers. The ball is on the far hash at the 26-yard line of the Liberty Eagles. 1:18 on the clock. Two receivers to the short side of the field. Liberty sideline. E-step takes the snap. He's going to hand it off. Got blockers in front. Hole open. Now he's taking it into the end zone. Touchdown again. Poor tackling. Trying to tackle up around the head and the shoulder pads. And Hook just breaks through that. You've got to tackle him down around the waist. Wrap those legs up. Roll to the ground. 6-4. For the Panthers, 29-26.
Yards for Hook on that touchdown carry. That is their first score here in the third quarter.
Panthers will go for the extra point. Kick is up, and it's no good. So it's a 3-point ball game, 29-26. Liberty stays on top. 30-second timeout, and we're back with the kickoff. Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, Eagles fans, after the game, stay tuned for The Locker Room Show, brought to you by shelter insurance agent Andrea McNew. That'll be your opportunity to call in, talk about the game, and hand out game balls to those deserving players. It's The Locker Room Show every Friday night after Liberty Eagles football right here on The Fox 96.9. Look forward to hearing from you. 257-0369, 2570-FOX is the number. Get those game balls ready. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, welcome back. 29-26. The Eagles got a turnover, and they were up 9, and it was looking like, hey, this could be it. But Liberty threw it into triple coverage and gave it right back. So Panthers are set to kick to the Liberty Eagles. We've got 71 seconds to go in the third. Eagles await the kick. And it's going to be a high returnable kick. Caught by Chris Schar. Schar looks, gets it across the 20, brought down at the 23. A little hesitant right there. First and 10 for Carter Pruitt and his Liberty Eagles.
Liberty needs to put a drive together right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Chew some time up, score. Ball is at the 24-yard line on the far side. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty working to the left. Honeycutt in the tailback. He spots up to the right of Carter Pruitt. Trips to the near side. Short side of the field, one wide out. Pruitt takes the snap and looks to run it again. He finds a seam, gets to the open field. Now he's across midfield. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10 is where he'll end up. Inside the 10-yard line, Carter Pruitt takes it down into Panther territory, first and goal.
There's a flag at the 40-yard line. Right in front of the Grove bench.
Well, there wasn't any Liberty players there.
Flag of 38.
So, hold. hold against Liberty. Yeah, there was.
I don't know.
There was no. I don't know what to say about that. There wasn't anybody
There wasn't anybody there.
As far as, you know, there was no Liberty player there to hold someone. So, it's still first down. It's first and 9. Carter's tired. He's got motion with Reese. And they'll throw it to him in the backfield. And Gavin finds some running room. Breaks a tackle. Dragging players across the 30 out to the 35 and a first down.
Great effort. Great effort after the catch. After first contact.
Kept driving those legs, never stopped it. So that'll put the football out to the Eagle 35 and 15 seconds to go in the third. Liberty leading 29-26. And the Eagles will probably just let the third quarter come to a close. And we've got 12 more minutes of regulation coming, 29-26, Liberty. It'll be first and 10, Liberty, when we come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
For insurance coverage of your personal property, such as home and auto, or personal coverage with a Medicare supplemental insurance, stay in your hometown. Hometown Insurance in Mountain View writes for some of the nation's top providers, and they have over 80 years combined experience. You can't buy experience and knowledge, but you can use it to your advantage with a trip to see Matt Wilbanks and his staff at Hometown Insurance in Mountain View.
A lot has changed in 45 years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. If you need a place to store your things, Greg's has storage units. And if you need to haul stuff, they rent U-Haul too. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 45 years and counting.
Welcome back. 12 minutes to go in regulation. and it's Liberty with the football, first and 10, and the ball is spotted at their own 35. Boy, a score right here would be really, really big.
Well, yeah, it puts the game to two possessions late into the fourth. I mean, Mountain Grove would have to have two scores to get back. To get back to in the ball game.
Eagles will trot back out on the field. Eli Moore out wide here to the near side. Inside receiver, Eddie Rodriguez. That's the short side of the field. Reese and Shar to the far side. Pruitt takes the snap. He's going to run it again. And there's just a host of Panthers. Well, they're running Carter like a deer dog in Shannon County tonight.
Yeah, Carter, a busy night. That's 20 carries.
Wow. Ain't nothing, is it?
He's almost halfway.
So, no gain, second and 10. Deuces. Two receivers on each side. Carter catches, rolls, looking downfield. Oh, wide open. Now run for a while. Step it out of bounds. First down into Panther territory. Nice throw and catch for Liberty. And that was Chris Shar, number six.
That was actually Gavin.
Was it Gavin?
Yep, it was Gavin.
That's a nice 16-yard pickup for Gavin.
Eagles will stack their receivers on each side now. Brooke takes it. He's just going to run it again. And there's not much there, maybe a yard. Panthers are really pinching in between the tackles right now. Jump pass. Jump pass would really work right now.
Yep.
The old Darren McFadden play for Arkansas. Hand it to him, jumps at the line.
I think it's Tim
it's
Tebow.
Tebow. Come on.
Oh, come on. We're
Tebow.
Talking Arkansas.
Where is Tebow?
Drips
McFadden.
Right. Fritz drops back, looking downfield. He's unloading one and overshoots his receiver.
You know, Carter's really shown some arm strength tonight. I mean, he's been overthrowing receivers deep.
Yeah.
That ball was another 58-yard bomb down the field.
Gavin was wanting a little interference call there. He might have got bumped.
He'll bring up third and 9 for the Liberty Eagles. 10:29 on the clock. Just hanging on to this 3-point lead. What does Liberty have left? Good. Rolls. He's got protection. Oh, right there, right there, right there. Finds him. Caught. Eddie Rodriguez gets the first down, keeps the drive alive, forced out at the Panther 31.
Again, it's those mid-level zones. When they're in the cover two like that, all the 12, 15-yard zones open up.
You know, they're not disguising it. I mean, defense, they're really not disguising it. Right? And again, they're in a cover two. Two safeties back at about the 20-yard line. Pruitt takes the snap. He's going to run it again. Dives to the 25-yard line. Well, he picks up 6.
And I like it, Liberty chewing up the clock.
Yeah. Second and 4 for the Eagles. 4 receivers to the far side. And, oh, there, that'll work this time. Gets it to Reese. Reese, he'll get the first down. You know, I know it's not a big gasher, but it's an effective play.
Yeah.
4 or 5 yards.
And a new set of downs. But you just short of the red zone here, so
just back, you know, those the secondary, the cornerbacks are given such a cushion, you know, to the Liberty receivers. They have they're playing scared.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been beat deep.
Yeah,
they're getting beat in the mid level right now. So
Carter with the draw gets it to the 20. He's going to pick up maybe a yard. That was not Roberts. That was the PA announcer said Roberts. That was Carter Foote. Roberts didn't.
Man, he's number. I don't know.
He's not even on the field. So trips to the near side, the inside receivers, Gavin Reese, middle receivers, Eddie Rodriguez, out wide, Eli Moore, Chris Schar all alone to the far side. Trutt, rolling, looking downfield, looking, trying to find some running room, and there's nothing there. He breaks tackles and lowers his shoulder and is brought down near the 15. Panthers is like, good grief, man. I had him.
Had him 3 yards deep, and he gets 7.
And having him wrapped up was the 6'4", Allen, number 30. He is a big dude. He had him, but Carter was able to shake it loose.
Well, not only that, but he could have been a horse collar there also. Could have been a flag.
It's going to be 3rd and 5. The ball is at the 16-yard line. Eagles. Again, we'll go with 4 receivers here to the near side, the short side of the field. Brutt looks, finds his target, cuts it in, and is going to be real close, going to be shy, about a yard. So it's 4th and 1.
What are they at, about the 11? Between 11 and 12?
Yeah. Eagles need to get it. If they get it to the 10, 4th and short, Brutt takes it. And he gets the first down, and inside the 10, 1st and goal, Liberty. And the clock continues to tick. Well, they stopped it while they moved the chain. And now they fire it up. A score here would be huge.
Yeah. I mean, you're able to chew, what are we at now?
Yeah.
Almost 6 minutes on this drive?
Yeah. 1st and goal. Prutt takes it, fakes the handoff, high jumps, and then is brought down. Not much there. Fake the handoff to Honeycutt. I'm telling you, I think they need to give it to Honey.
Yep.
Because they're not paying any attention to him.
Well, and also, Pruitt's carried the ball 26 times.
Dang.
26 times, 115 yards.
Hey, when you get up to 40, right. 2nd and goal. Prutt rolling. Looking to the end zone.
Oh.
And all bobbled and almost picked off Eli.
I was going to say, it hit Gavin in the hands, hit Eli in the hands, it hit 2 or 3 Mount Grove kids in the hands.
That is definitely what you don't want. And that is an Eagle turnover. It brings up 3rd and goal.
3rd and goal, 6.
All right, settle in. Punch one in right here.
It's going to be Carter's going to run it up the middle again. Takes snap. Nope, he drops back. Looks. Throws.
Oh.
Incomplete. Again, I didn't like that. Too many maroon jerseys over there.
He placed the throw well, that where Gavin was going to be the only kid that could catch it. But it was going to be a tough angle.
I think a wide receiver, well, now it's 4th down. But 3rd down, a wide receiver screen would have been good. Timeout, Liberty, 5:50 to go. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Traders professional typesetting and design services will set you apart, and top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print.
You would like to be able to save money on your insurance, the home, the farm, the vehicles, your side-by-sides, motorcycles, business, and the RV, right? Head to that place that is able to save you money, Able Insurance in Mountain View. They have a huge network of insurance companies to get quotes and find you the absolute best rates. Visit Able Insurance at 507 North Elm or give them a call at 934-0128. Able Insurance, able to save you money.
All right, welcome back. 5:50 to go in regulation, 29-26 Liberty. Fourth and goal from the six for the Eagles. Reese and Pruitt in the backfield. Trips to the far side. Moore alone out wide. They pitch it to Reese. Reese hands it back to Pruitt. Pruitt looks, throws it, touchdown, Liberty! I don't know what just happened. Here, you take it. I don't want it. Okay, I'll take it. There's a guy open in the end zone. Throw it to him. Touchdown, Liberty!
Well, who caught the football?
Chris Shaw.
They run an option that I think Gavin was going to try to throw it. Gavin gets wrapped up, pitches a lateral back.
It was lateral, right?
Back to Pruitt. Pruitt throws a touchdown pass to Shaw that's standing all alone in the end zone.
Touchdown, Liberty. And Coach Rogers is...
He's trying to get an explanation, too.
Yeah. And he does not like the explanation he gets. It's 6 points for the Liberty Eagles, 35-26 now. And the Eagles will go for the extra point. That was just a – that was –
was that guard football? That was design, or was that just ad-libbing?
That was ad-libbing. That was Nerf football in the backyard. Extra point kick. It's up.
No.
And it's no good. But the Eagles lead 35-26 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and bring you the kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
City. It's Superstart Battery Month at Park City Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll even test your old battery for free at participating stores. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at Park City Auto Parts.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Park
City. Shannon County First Responders remind you that any place large numbers of people gather, such as schools, stores, and hotels, should have an AED or automated external defibrillator. Make sure it is visible and accessible to your visitors or customers. If you have an AED, make sure it is ready to use. Check it every month. Just push the button. The machine will tell you if it is functioning. If you find an unresponsive person, begin CPR immediately and use the AED. You can't hurt someone with it. Don't wait for the ambulance.
Liberty, and the Eagles are set to kick it off. Panthers need to score and get an onside kick. Eagles kick it. It's picked up at the 21 by Unger, and Unger, oh, he gets loose again, and Liberty,
goodness,
again. Liberty, they want to tackle up around the shoulder pads, and you just cannot do that. That is horrible technique, and it gives the Panthers great field position. They're at Liberty territory now. Special teams. What a rough night they have had. There needs to be some time spent on that next week. That's got to get shored up. First and 10 at the Liberty 40 for the Panthers. 5:30 to go in regulation. Snap taken. E-step rolls out. Now he's going to throw a little screen, and he's got blockers. Now he tries to bounce it outside, and again, Liberty can't get him down. Shoulder pad tackling. Jaron Rutledge, you're a man. Don't try to tackle him up around the shoulder pads. Stick your face mask in his belly button, son. First and 10 at the Liberty 25. Lots of time on the clock. Panthers will break the huddle. Number 30, Allen, he's a big target. He goes out wide on the far side. E-step has motion. Going to hand it to the motion man. He cuts.
Brody.
Boy, he has had that. He's had some big hits in this game.
Oof.
Gain of 3, second and 7.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh. That
you'll
hurt.
You'll feel that tomorrow morning.
I felt that. I felt that.
Second and 7 again. Ball is spotted on the far hash at the 22-yard line. Trips to the far side for E-step. He goes to the opposite side. He's got blockers, and Liberty does a good job stringing it out.
They're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to
about
lose.
Three or four there.
Yeah. He got out of bounds, so the clock will stop with 4:01 in regulation. And now it's going to be 3rd and 11. But again, where you're at, you know, you're in 4-down territory.
But 3rd and 11 is a whole lot better than
3rd and 1.
3rd and 1 or 2.
Or 10. Or 9. So, I don't know what's why we've stopped now.
Unless they're just...
Are they going to use a timeout, or are the officials just going to let them... You're going to have to use the timeout.
Yeah, because the play clock's not even running.
No. I mean, if I was Coach Ackland and he's coming out on the field, he's like, what's going on? They got to use the timeout, or are you just going to give them time to kind of call in two or three plays? Yeah, this is not right at all. No timeout. No injured player. So,
yeah, I'm not understanding what's going on.
No. Yeah, because, I mean, the play clock should have been going, and it would be, then they'd have to use the timeout. Now, they're still. What's going on? Now, that should be a, they should have to use a timeout on that, right? Wow, they got a lot of time. Different quarterback is in. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw one to the corner. And Eli Moore never looks back at the ball, and he's going to get hit with pass interference. Come on, Eli. If you don't ever look it back at the ball.
Yeah.
So that will give
automatic
first down. So look for the Panthers to go back towards Eli. Again. Number 10 is in at quarterback. Who is that? Number 10 is Braden Hundley, a junior, 6'4". Now, again, the play clock is not started. Why are they they're giving the Panthers 30 seconds, 35 seconds between every play. What's going on? Trips to the far side, back to pass, looks, finds tackle inside the 10. And the Panthers will run another play. 3:30 to go. Hundley comes out. He checks back in. 35-26, Liberty. Split backfield for East Step. He takes it. He's going to hand it off to the tailback, trying to get outside, breaks the tackle, looks for the corner. Boy, he gets a big hit right there. But Eli Moore was able to hold on for dear life and bring him down. Eli took a shot right there. So just under 3 minutes. Now Mount Grove uses a timeout. It'll bring up third down. So the clock has really worked great for the Panthers here.
Yeah, they have one of the best clock operators.
Where's Terry Daniels? Terry, we need you.
Go straighten those guys
out. Come on, Terry, we need you. Where you at? So timeout, we'll take one as well with 2:59 to go, 35-26 Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Ask Shelter agent Andrea McNew at Mountain View about Shelter's competitive auto insurance rates.
So your car won't start, or when it does, it sounds like it's about ready for liftoff. You have problems. You need Dave's Auto Service on 5th Street in Mountain View. Dave's has been keeping Eagles fans on the road for many years and will continue to keep you going. If you get stranded or locked out, Dave's Auto Service offers AAA roadside service too. Dave's Auto Service, repairs you can trust. Call 934-6758.
And welcome back. The Panthers roll out. Estep rolls to the right to throw it. And Carter Pruitt picks it off and takes it to midfield. Right now, Liberty with the interception, but flags are thrown on the field. If this stays with Liberty, hey, ball game.
They may get a late hit out of bounds on Carter, but also the flag thrown at the 27-yard line. I don't know. I didn't see a hold, but possibly a hold on Liberty after the interception.
I wouldn't think, because he was rolling away. What the call is. Liberty's coming back out on the field, so see what the call is. The officials are huddled up. Carter Pruitt with the pick. See what the call is going to be. Okay, face mask Eagles, but was it an interception?
Well, it looks like Liberty's in defensive formation.
And another in a personal foul on the Panthers. So now I don't know what's going on. So it's still Panther football.
I don't know. That should be an interception, actually. I think the face mask was after the interception.
Or no. It's Liberty football. It's Liberty football.
Okay.
Liberty football.
They don't even have the chain. The chains aren't even set.
Yeah, they can't. Eagles with the handoff. Off the right side, brought down at the 30. Chain gang struggling a little bit on the far side for the Panthers. Now they're in place. Goodness.
It's been the longest 3 minutes I've ever seen in a football game.
Well, the clock continues to tick. Gain of 2, 2nd and 8 for Liberty. Eagles will snap it once that play clock gets down to single digits. Split backfield. Two receivers to the far side. Pruitt's going to keep it this time and goes forward. And gets it to about the 32-yard line. As we're under 2 minutes. Third and 6.
Third and 7, 32.
You throw it?
Yeah, I think you do. Have a little short screen pass or some sort, maybe wide receiver screen or just a slant even.
Because they're filling the box. Now they've moved in. Now Pruitt takes the snap. Nope, he's going to run it. Oh, he breaks the tackle, stays on his feet, gets outside, and gets the first down. That's going to do it. Clock stops.
Set the chains.
And then it'll fire up.
Carter using his head goes down inbounds.
Well, Liberty scored 5 touchdowns. I've got that to ride on. That at least for a couple
now,
weeks.
Now you know we're going to listen to that.
Oh, no. He was right. Gary was right.
First and 10 for once. First and 10 for the Eagles as we're under a minute to go. And Carter takes the knee. Eagles are in the victory formation. Now, this is a good win.
Oh, it's a good win.
On the road, you know, against Mountain Grove. Next week at Kabul, that won't be an easy task. But the Eagles now, they're 500. 3-3.
Yeah. This ball game has been a battle from opening kickoff.
Well, we talked about that on the way. We knew it would. It was going to be a slobber knocker. And that's going to do it. Your Liberty Eagles come to Mountain Grove and get the win 35-26 and move to 500, 3-3 on the year. Next week, they head to Kabul. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and we'll go over game stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 4-6-9-3-1-1-1. Bailey team is gonna get it done.
It's where you raise your family, and now you are making memories with your grandkids. It's your home. Now look around at all those trees. Will the next memory be when a limb or the whole tree comes crashing through the roof? Call Casey's Tree Service to trim or even remove the trees that are a threat to your home.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SVU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Welcome back. Again, I'm Gary Lee with Tyler Towning and David Quinn. The Eagles get the win, 35-26. And, Dave, how's it look number-wise?
Liberty, a total offense, 353, 141 on the ground. Tell you what, Carter Pruitt carried the ball 28 times, actually, for 128 yards. Reese, a couple of carries for 13, and total passing for Liberty at 212. We'll see five different receivers. Rodriguez, three catches, 30 yards. Reese had five catches, 77. Shar, five catches for 69. And Moore, two catches for 36. And, well, you said five touchdowns, and you are correct. Bingo for Gary Lee, as Liberty scores twice in the first quarter on a 20-yard pass to Reese, then a 31-yard pass to Moore. Liberty scores once on the second on a 4-yard run by Pruitt, once on the third on a 32-yard pass to Shar, then also hit Shar again in the fourth quarter on a 6-yard pass.
35-26, what did Mountain Grove end up with? Of course, it was back and forth, but the second half, Liberty made the better adjustments.
Yes.
They made the better adjustments and coming in the last 2 minutes. And I will say, the Liberty chain gang would have never caused a delay like we saw tonight.
No.